Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, welcome to all the best people I know. That would be us. I see the switchboards all lit up, and I'm so excited that we're all here together. This is going to be a fun show. We have Medium Thomas with us, Thomas John. You know, last year we had I just sent out the newsletter with the top 20 radio shows that we had, and that's we have a lot. And, of course, he was in the top 20 for his bestseller, Never Argue with a Dead Person, which was an awesome read. If you haven't gotten it, you can find it on Amazon. And it's just going to be great. So we're going to get everybody in as much as possible. And if we can't, I want to remind you that you can go to www.mediumthomas.com. Thomas has a newsletter there. He has all of his information, events, paid, free. He's doing readings. He's crisscrossing the country. And his Facebook community is like 22,000 people or something like that. So there's a lot of ways to connect with him if you don't get in today, but I'm going to try to get everybody in, okay? So I see you all there. Also, if you are new to Blog Talk Radio or if you have a free account, you can click the blue button on the left-hand side and follow us. And you can also go to my website, debscott.com, sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News, and then you'll get a listing of all of our great guests, replays. Everything's free. And just really appreciate you being here because we can't have 1 million listeners without you being here. So brought to you by you, so thank you very much. Now, if you don't know who Thomas is, this is going to be really fun. He is a celebrity psychic. He was recently featured in People magazine. He's a best-selling author, as I said, international, actually, best-selling author of Never Argue with a Dead Person. And he's been featured in the New York magazine, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, GQ, OK, I'm trying to list them all, the Hollywood Reporter, Life and Style Weekly. He's been on Dr. Phil, Bravo's Millionaire Dollar Listing, New York, The Real Housewives, Entertainment Tonight. Oh, my goodness. He's just everywhere. He's everywhere. But you know what matters right now? He's here with us. And, of course, he's in the switchboard. God knows exactly where I'm going to find him, Thomas. There's just too many numbers in here. So please, let's make sure that we get the right one. And I've talked with a lot of you online. So I'm trying to get... And I can feel the frustration, but, you know, this is live, and this is what happens when you have this busy, traveling all over the country person, Thomas John. So let's just see. I know that our first caller in line is Trish from Connecticut, so I already know that. My second, 305, then we have 914, 210, I know, is Pearl. 914, hello?
Hello. Okay. Hi, this is actually Christine.
Christine. Okay. All right, so we have Christine, so that's not Thomas. Let's see. Thomas, honey bunny, where are you, my friend? I'm really... Hello? 267. This isn't Thomas, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, who is this? Because you are in line. We're going to get to you.
My name's Crystal.
Crystal. Okay. Well, Crystal, thanks for joining us. Hang in there. We're trying to find Thomas because there's just too many numbers, and he's just so packed busy, but he's coming. So just hang in there. Thanks for joining us. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Don't you love us? We have the best listeners. You know, I'm a little partial. I really am biased, but I think we are the best people we know. And I'm just, where are you, Thomas? Thomas. 918. This isn't Thomas, is it?
No, this is Shelley.
Okay. But good. You're very important.
Yes.
So thank you for being here. We're gonna find him. Just hang in. It's great to have live radio. At least you know that we're all here. The energy is lifting. Okay. So Thomas, we have got to find you. I'm gonna look for you in the chat room. Did we have this problem before, my friend? I'm in the caller queue. I see Mary Lou. You know, he travels everywhere, right? So this is always something that happens when you have live radio and you have these big famous guests. One of the things I will tell you about Never Argue with a Dead Person, and I've read it a couple times. I'm going to do a little plug for him while I have a moment. You know, he really talks about not... You know, he just started out in life. He was a science major. He's up here from the Boston area like me. We were both biology majors. Of course, he's a lot younger than me. But he was going to do something totally different. And just like all of us, things happen and unfold. And the first person he saw was his grandfather. And he was very young. And, you know, it just amazes me how, you know, young children are always seeing people, it seems, easier because they don't have the clog stuff that we sometimes get being older. And his grandfather talked to him about the watch, and then when he asked his parents about it, they were like, "What are you talking about? He couldn't possibly know that about where the watch was and why the watch was where it was and what the symbolism meant and all of that." And, you know, from there it just started to happen that he would see people and sometimes see people like you and I see each other, not just Misty or anything like that, but... You know, the amazing thing is that he uses his ability to promote good, to promote a good relationship with God, and the fact that we are all here for a reason. We're not here by accident. You know, and that there's always a lesson to learn. You know, what I love about Thomas is he doesn't just say, okay, this is something that's going to happen, or this is something that could happen. You know, he always tries to find the lesson, you know, the good and the great and things that in the moment we might think are bad. But you know what? They might end up being the best thing that ever happened to us. So, Thomas, you know, we are just going to we're going to put a little commercial in. Hang in there, people. He's going to be coming. Talk to him a lot, and he will be here. So hang in there. Just take a little break. Get relaxed. Get your cup of coffee, tea, and we'll get you in a second.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now. Do you want to change your life and transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, turning your upside-down world right side up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get a copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Thomas, my friend, tell me that I can hear your shining voice now.
Hi, it's Thomas.
Oh, my goodness. Hard to find you, my friend, and all of these fans of yours. Thank you so much for sharing your shine with us. We already did the whole story about you and how awesome you are and how much we love you. And
I was
wanna
listening,
speak.
Yes.
You were listening. Okay, good.
Yes.
I hope I was okay. Did I get an approval? Was I good?
Yes, I believe you did, yeah.
Okay, So what do you think in the big picture for 2016 is going to be coming our way before we start getting into individual calls? Anything you want to share with us?
Well, I will be posting. I haven't posted my predictions yet, but I'm going to be posting them probably within the next week on my website, so you can go there for more details and more specifics and stuff. I mean, obviously, you know, the election will be a major thing. And I've predicted 4 years ago that Hillary Clinton is going to, I feel she's going to be elected. And I think politically, you know, whatever your political beliefs are, I, you know, whatever side, you know, I don't really see her making a very good, like a very strong energy for a president, but I feel like she is going to get elected. And, you know, I think that I was talking to Marianne Williamson about this over the weekend at an event that we did together. And, you know, I feel that until we start to, you know, when you think about sort of the great, you know, the great political leaders of our time, you know, the people who really made changes in the world, the Lincoln, Martin Luther
okay,
King,
just, I have to stop you for 1 second because you just get a little bit closer to the phone so that we can hear you because you just all of a sudden faded out just a little bit. You were
oh, can you hear me better now?
Way better. You were at a meeting
okay.
with Marianne Williamson this weekend. I did see some of those pictures and...
Yes, I was with her this weekend, and we were talking about stuff, and, you know, I think that a lot of people, you know, share this sentiment. I just think that if you think about the great people who have really led our country, you know, they have also been really based in some sort of spirituality or really also metaphysical thinkers, and I feel that, you know, those are not the type of people that are in the forefront right now. I don't think the people that are in the forefront really have that mindset right now. And so, you know, I think until we have people that are sort of, that kind of can operate from that perspective, you know, we won't see a lot of changes in the world the way we want to. The other thing, and I talk about this again in my predictions that I'm going to be putting up within the next couple days, but there's going to be a lot of weird weather patterns this year. So I feel like, definitely an earthquake in California, and definitely I feel like summer very, very hot. It's going to be like the record-breaking temperatures. You know, I see a lot of like 100-degree days for stretches of time and stuff like that. So, and again, you know, when prophecy comes through, sometimes it can sound, you know, scary or, you know, things like that. But I also think that it helps to, you know, be prepared in a way or to kind of have some insider knowledge so you can sort of, you know, make a plan of how you're going to, you know, handle things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I love is that you always put that positive twist to things. And, you know, in the world we see a lot of things like, with, you know, people look at the financial end of things with the stock market, and then you see all this stuff about ISIS and things like that. Do you
mm-hmm.
see, you know, where do you see that big picture going globally? Do you have any comments about that?
You mean with ISIS and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel I do, and I write about this in my predictions. I do feel that they are going to take an organizational hit this year. I still feel like they are going to be around and a force to be reckoned with. You know, not that it's, you know, good or bad. You know, not that it's anything better, but I see more stuff over in Europe, and I feel that there are several countries that I see having some real serious problems with them and almost ISIS trying to take over them. But again, I go back to, you know, I think until the leaders of the world, you know, the people who are the spiritual thinkers of the world, the people who are, you know, can give that perspective, they need to be in the forefront of this type of, these types of discussion of how to deal with this. You know, they need to be, they need to be allowed in. And I'm not talking necessarily even about, you know, psychics or mediums or anything, but I'm talking about people who can come in and, you know, give a religious or spiritual perspective to things. Those are the people that need to really be in the forefront and need to be in, and it's like, you know, they're kind of ostracized and they're kind of not, you know, not focused on. So I think that, you know, until there's a shift in that perspective, it doesn't matter if it's ISIS or you know, another terrorist group or just, you know, people in general and stuff, you know, somebody who's just a one-off thing. I mean, there's all, I think there's always going to be that energy until, you know, we kind of, you know, there's a spiritual void that we're dealing with. Because when you think about it, you know, there wasn't, you know, people, you know, there wasn't, you know, the terrorism stuff has kind of become, you know, it's become worse. It's you know, this type of stuff didn't happen like this before. So it's something that is more of a thing of our time, and it's mm-hmm. something about the way that we're living our life that is kind of karmically, you know, manifesting.
Mm-hmm. And towards that end, and you know, you have a lot of great quotes, your Facebook community and so forth. And one of the ones I remember really resonated with me, and I think with a lot of other people, where you were trying to say, hey, you know, life is like a lot of different rooms in a house, but you're still in the house. So whether you're in this physical form now or when you die, you don't really die because you're going someplace else, and that's the whole thing you do. Do you think that maybe people need to start thinking about, hey, it's not just this life, and maybe then some of the spiritual leaders will get more to that forefront? We need to shift this short-term thinking about everything just being here in the world right now with the physical?
I think that that's an important thing, and I also think, too, that people need to be more understanding that, you know, they have a karmic responsibility, and also that we have a responsibility for, you know, our children and for kind of the next generation, too, because it sort of feels like that's not a priority as much right now. You know, people are very kind of, you know, self-
the me generation? All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share before we start to take calls?
We can jump into the calls, especially because we got a little bit of a late start, and you know, maybe as things come up, we can ask. I will just ask people to just keep it to one question, and I will ask people to, you know, I don't do, you know, when somebody comes to my office, I have an hour with them, so it's a little bit of a different experience. So I would just ask people to sort of, if they can just ask one specific question, you know, something. And I'm happy to take psychic questions. I'm happy to take questions with, you know, connecting with somebody who's crossed over. I can do both. I just ask that people are not, you know, oh, do you see anything in my future or something like that? Because I want to try to get through as many as we can. And that's not, you know, when I'm at my office for an hour, you know, we have all day. So it's kind of like I don't care. But and I actually prefer to read that way. But when it's quick on the radio and stuff, because, you know, it just needs to be kind of a little bit more poignant.
Okay. And, you know, everybody can get that full hour reading with you if they would like to do that. And, again, I want to send them to your website. All the information's there, mediumthomas.com. Okay. Well, we have our first caller is Trish in Connecticut, and you're live on air with Medium Thomas.
Hey, Thomas. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. My question is, it's about relationship, if you see me finding stability in my relationship in 2016.
Okay, so you're already with somebody?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to know if you and this person are kind of going to get on a little bit of a better path or a little bit more of a stable path?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Can I have the person that you're with, their first initial of their name? I just need the initial.
Amazon Mary.
Okay, so let's just see what comes up. You know, the image that they're showing me is some of this is, I feel a lot of this is not really, you know, related to you in a way. I feel like this is a lot of this is something related to this person. Like it's almost like they're showing me this is that, you know, it's that person's baggage sort of thing. So I don't feel like this is necessarily, you know, something about you. It feels like it's maybe more something that this person, you know, kind of brought into the relationship. Do you live together?
No, we don't.
Definitely talking about spending more time together. So I feel, whatever your time that you're spending together right now, I feel that there will be more time together and stuff. I also feel, now not so much with you, I mean maybe with you too, but I'm not really, I'm kind of focusing on this person. Does this M person have like financial issues, or do they worry a lot about money, or are they like, is that a focus of their life?
Well, they're trying to buy a house, so maybe that's it.
Okay. And that's why I was asking about living together, because I saw something about music. So let me just focus on this. So this person is buying a house, and so they're kind of looking at their finances and stuff?
Yeah, the interesting thing is that we both are.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's why I was asking you, saying it might be for you, too. You know, I feel like once a lot of that energy is taken care of, it feels like this person is very focused on that right now. But it feels like once you guys are, when that's kind of resolved, it feels like there'll be more of a focus on your relationship, and it will go into a more stable place. I'll tell you, I don't see you guys ending, so I don't, I'm not feeling that. I don't feel like you guys are going to end your relationship. So I feel that... you know, I see that this is something that's going to continue. So that feels positive. The other thing I want to tell you too is, and this is just kind of a separate thing, but I do feel that you have a lot of healing abilities, or you know, abilities to intuitive abilities that I see you developing more this year. So that's just kind of a second thing. And so you're also looking, you said you're also looking for a home too, or you're doing something to change your home?
Yes, I'm actually building a house.
You're building a house, okay. Yeah, they're just showing me with this M person, there's a little bit of like communication issues a little bit. But like I said, my feeling is that you guys are going to get into more of a stable place. I feel like more towards the summer, it just seems like there's going to be a better flow of things. You guys are going to understand each other more. There's going to be better communication. It's not going to be, you know, I don't see so much maybe like stress and stuff like that. So I would stick with it, and I would try to just be positive. I also find, too, that if you just pray for someone, you know, a minute a day, can kind of shift your energy towards them. So I just kind of keep, I wouldn't go at this person. I wouldn't sort of like make demands on them right now or say to them, you know, anything, you know, like you've got to do this or you've got to, you know, I would just kind of like let the situation coast. But the overall feeling I get is positive.
Well, great. Thank you so much. That was very helpful.
Okay.
Thanks, Trish.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Well, that sounds pretty good. Okay, well, our next caller is Pearl in Texas, 210. You're on the air with Medium Thomas. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, Medium Thomas.
Hello.
So my question is, my mother passed away last May, and I've been handling her estate. Do you see this ending in a peaceful resolution amongst the siblings, or do you see that it's going to be... legal.
Okay. So you are, so I'm just kind of, so your first name is Pearl.
Yes.
And you're, and what was your mother's first name, please?
Sue.
Okay. And so, and you said she crossed over about a year ago?
May.
Oh, she crossed over in May. Okay. Of this past year?
Yes.
This helps me if I can kind of focus on the energy a little bit, especially when it's over the radio. So we want to look a little bit at just if you know how things are going to unfold and stuff like that. I feel like it's going to be okay. I'm not seeing court cases or things. I'm not feeling like people are going to be in lawsuits or something. But it feels like you may not speak to some of your siblings in the same way that you used to before. So you may have a different relationship with them now, or you may talk to them a little bit differently, or you may not speak to them as much at all. I will tell you I do feel that, but I don't feel like it's going to I don't feel anything with like somebody suing anybody or anything like that. And let me just ask you too, do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay. And are you and her having challenges because of this whole situation, or are you guys struggling?
Yes, she's not well. I am her trustee.
Okay. So you're also dealing with things with your sister too.
Yes.
And I get a very negative energy with a male, so I don't know if this is your brother or who this person
yes.
is, but is it, yeah, but there's like a real, this is more like with your sister's thing, it was more like a health thing, but with your brother, it's more of a, it just seems like he's being a brat or something.
Yes.
And so you do have a brother that sort of likes stirring things up and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, when I ask about things and stuff, your mom is telling me that your brother is never going to change. You know, he's always going to kind of be this way. So I feel like it's more, you kind of have to kind of just deal with it and allow it to be. I don't feel like it's going to turn into a big mess. You know, I feel like it will kind of resolve. I feel like he'll just kind of calm down, and it seems like it'll be, will kind of work its way out and stuff like that. Your sister, I see getting, there's more illness coming up for her, so I just want to kind of prepare you for that. But it does feel with your sister, there's going to be like more illness or her getting, I feel like you're going to be dealing with her a lot this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a job by herself.
Right. But I certainly feel like your mom appreciates you handling all this and stuff. Were you your mom's caretaker as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I just, because I do feel like she, she appreciates that. She appreciates you, the connection and stuff like that. So that's a good thing. So, yeah,
does
I
have,
think you're going to be okay with this stuff.
Does she have a message for me? She tells something direct rather than, I know that she's around me. We talk about, we believe the same belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Usually she has a message.
And do you have dreams of her?
I'm beginning to.
Okay. And sometimes it does take them 6 months to kind of settle in over there and stuff. So I feel she is going to start coming to you in a lot of dreams. So if you're saying like you're beginning to, I think that'll be. There's also a young energy. I don't know if you have a daughter, but there's like a young girl that she's talking about watching over and stuff. And showing me also, did she have like a little sister that died?
No, her sister's still here. Yeah, she's 70-something.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know who this is then, but I do see this is, it wouldn't be anything about that then. There's like a young girl with her, like a young, I don't know who this is, but there's a young girl that's with her as well. And she keeps showing me also, I think this is, yeah, I feel like there's also some sort of message about your sister, like she needs to change a doctor or something, or there's like a new doctor coming or something, but I see something about her having a new doctor or a different doctor or something. It feels like something that's kind of going to kind of just naturally happen. I don't think there's any, I don't feel like you need to go necessarily and seek it out, but I do see something about a different doctor or a new doctor.
Yes, that would make sense. I think she needs a new doctor.
So, and stuff. So, well, I wish you the best with everything. Good luck.
Thank you very much. You're spot on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pearl. Okay. Whoop, I mean to cut her off. Yeah, so dreams are a way that our loved ones talk to us, and I thought that was interesting that you had just mentioned
they
that.
Can
so
be.
Have to.
They can definitely be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
they
the other
be.
Thing is you have to, you also, you know, we also have dreams, you know, just because we have dreams, and that's just a psychological process that we have. So there's a specific way that our loved ones visit us, and visitation dreams are normally always positive, and we normally do have a conversation in them, and we're normally able to look at our loved one and see their faces. So if you have those characteristics in a dream, that usually means that they have visited you. You know, if you have, a lot of times, you know, especially if somebody dies, it's unexpected or something, people may they might have a dream that's a little bit more negative, and then they think that their loved one's mad at them. But that's really just your psyche that is kind of just trying to work out something in its own mind. That's less a loved one that's kind of coming forward. So,
I appreciate that clarification. I know that that's probably helpful to a lot of people. It is to me. 267, I believe this is Crystal, but I'm not sure exactly where you're calling from. Is this Crystal?
Yes, and it's from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, you're on the air with Thomas. Go ahead.
Hi, Thomas.
Hello.
I was wondering if you could give me some insight as far as my financial year coming up with myself and my son.
Okay, let's look at that a little bit. And so you want to know just about your, maybe about your, you know, what your job and just your, you know, money that will be coming in, things like that?
Yeah, something around that nature, yes.
Okay. And it's pretty much you and your son at the moment?
I'm sorry?
It's you and your son. That's your kind of family right now in terms of your immediate nuclear family?
Yeah, I'm seeing somebody again from my past who stays with us a lot, yeah. I don't know if that's good thing or a bad thing.
Okay, interesting. All right. Give me your astrological sign. What sign are you? Do you know?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
And a rising Aquarius.
Uh huh. What's your birthday? I'm a Cancer too.
7/15/83.
Oh, okay. So you're short. Yeah, I'm the eighth. Okay, good. Sometimes the birth sign just helps me tune in, especially over the phone. You know, what they're showing me is that this year is going to, you know, it's going to start off kind of the way, it's going to start off kind of slow. So there's not going to be really a lot of changes for you, I don't feel. And then I see towards the summer, mid-summer, I see there's going to be a shift for you. I feel like something with you getting more stuff at work or more work time or something like that. I feel that, and it seems like there'd be like an increase in money and stuff. The other thing I want to tell you also is, are you kind of like I feel like you have friends, but do you tend to be an introvert, or do you tend to, like, do you like to kind of keep to yourself a little bit?
Well, for the last 2 years, because, yeah, I've definitely been a hermit.
Okay. Yeah, because I sort of see you coming out of that a little bit. Just feels, mm-hmm. like I said, not that you're like a shut-in or something, but I just sort of feel that kind of loner quality to you, or you kind of kept yourself a little bit isolated and stuff. They're telling me that you've been hurt a bit. So part of the thing is going to be, you know, especially with this relationship that you're in, you know, you needing to sort of balance, you know, protecting yourself, but also, mm-hmm. you know, maybe learning to trust this person a little bit. The other thing I see for you is, and this may not be right now, but I do feel you have being an entrepreneur at some point. So have you ever thought of starting a business?
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
Yeah. Because I see gold coins around you, so that usually means entrepreneur. By the way, did you have a friend that died of drugs or alcohol?
I have one of my good friends passed. Oh, well, my aunt, and then also one of my good friends passed from a motorcycle accident. But he wasn't really on drugs. But my little brother is a drug addict, actually. But he is here.
Okay, so I think I'm picking up more about your brother then. So your little brother has drug problems with drugs?
Yes, but he is here.
But he's in the physical world. Okay. And has that kind of, is that inhibited your relationship a little bit? Like is that sort of, is it hard for you to deal with him because of that?
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't really
deal with him. So you've basically kind of like shut him out of your life a little bit.
Yeah, I had to, yeah.
Okay. I do feel like he's on a very negative path, so I feel like, you know, they're telling me, I don't know really how to say this, but basically I'm feeling if he doesn't kind of turn things around, I feel like he is definitely going to die. So, you know, that seems like the pathway that he's on. So, you know, I guess you can kind of do with what you want with that information. I really don't feel, especially because you have a kid, that there's anything you can do to really get involved with him because he does feel like a very negative energy. Is he homeless?
He was. He was actually, you know, living. I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia, but he was actually in Philadelphia in the bed parts for a long time. This Christmas, he did decide he wanted to go clean again. And my parents helped him get into a sober house, but he's been through so many, I mean, honestly, like 80 some rehabs. And that's not.
Right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about if that's going to stick. It doesn't really feel like it. The other thing you're showing me, too, is just, I guess you're asking about finances. So I do see, like, I want to just prepare you. I do see, like, an issue with your car. So,
I felt that coming, too.
Yeah, this isn't anything scary, like nothing like a car accident, but I'm feeling like your car is about to go or something, or you're going to, you know, or there's going to be like a big thing with work or something. It's weird. I'm getting something with the brakes and something
with the
engine. I just want you to be, you know, you might want to start stashing away a little bit of money and just kind of really force yourself to kind of do that because it seems like you are going to, you know, I feel like you'll be able to get through the winter, I think. But I feel like, you know, a little bit after that, you have to be careful and stuff. So
with the relationship that I went back with, I would love to trust again. I mean, with him again, is it positive on this round?
What's his first initial of his name?
J.
Okay. It's a J. And has he cheated on you in the past or lied to you?
Yeah.
I give him the benefit of the doubt. I feel like he's actually wants to change, and he has changed. It seems like this round his intention is more. I feel like before he didn't really have good intentions. He was just trying to play around. And I do feel that he is more, it seems like he is more wanting to be good about this and really treat you with respect and not go down that pathway that you've been in before.
Okay.
So I would give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't see this being sort of like a recurrent, like, you know, the same like it was before.
Yes, I mean, because there is a good connection there, but it's kind of lost. But, I mean,
I think it's just, you know, you just have to kind of work on this for a little bit and give. I would just kind of be open and give it the benefit of the doubt. But it does feel like you guys would be happy together, and I feel like you are going to get into a good place. So I feel like this is somebody that I would. This is a positive person. I would give it about a couple months.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in. I wish you the best.
And you just validated a lot for me, actually, what I've been feeling. So thanks for that as well.
Good. I'm glad. Well, that's sometimes half the battle.
Thanks so much
again.
For calling
in. Have a great day.
You too. And thanks for being so patient, too, on hold. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Wow, I've got so many fans. Do you find that sometimes that people are just like, thank you for the validating, but also, you know, helping them, you know, just, I was feeling this, but, you know, you're giving me that insight to make a better decision?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot for people. I mean, we're all intuitive and have intuitive abilities ourselves, and we're all psychic, and we all have those capacities. So sometimes for people, it's just that they, you know, they just need to, you know, just kind of get a little bit of a reassurance with that, or just get a little bit of a acknowledgement of that. And it's less about, you know, something that they necessarily didn't know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, 253-486, you're on the air. Could you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Holly, and I'm from Seattle.
Hi, Holly from Seattle. Do you have a question
Hello.
For Thomas?
I'm wondering if my ex-stepson will come back and live with me. His name is GJ, and he's 11.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Well, your ex is who?
My ex-husband's son. He was my stepson for 8 years. And we're divorced, and I'm wondering if he will come and live with me. The little
okay,
one to let him know.
Okay, great. And so you're wanting him to live with you?
Yes.
Okay. We can look into that and see what kind of comes up and stuff. All right, let's just see. Give me his first initial.
G. I don't mind saying Gilbert. G. Gilbert Jr.
Gilbert.
G.J.
Okay, Gilbert. Okay. By the way, are you okay, interesting, yeah. Uh-huh. Are you doing this through a court, or are you doing this on your own, like?
Well, I tried to do it on my own because I don't feel he's safe there, but
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lawyer, so I lost.
Right. You know, what I'm feeling is the immediate answer that came to me is no. So and then I asked a little bit more information, and they said not right now. So I
Aww.
Feel that it seems like something that could happen at some point. But I'm feeling not right now. I feel that you should continue to sort of, I feel like you should continue to inquire about this, though. I feel like you should continue to sort of ask about this. I feel like you should continue to kind of put things out there and, you know, file reports and stuff like that, because it does feel like there's a weird energy there a little bit. So I feel like you should continue to do that. But just in the immediate future, I wasn't getting that was going to happen. I know it's a common name, but do you have a Michael, by the way?
Michael? Not that I know of. I have, like, a cousin that I don't speak to.
Okay, because for some reason I'm hearing the name Michael, so I don't know. I'm not really sure exactly who that is, but I keep hearing, I do hear the name Michael. So I don't know,
maybe
that's somebody that you're going to, you know, I'm not sure if that's maybe somebody you're going to, you know, meet or what that is. But there is a connection, you know, there is a connection that I keep hearing the name Michael. So I would say not right now with the kid thing, but I feel like it is possible down the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Getting up early, Holly from Seattle. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, well, 305, I believe, is Deanna from South Florida. You're on the air with Thomas.
Hi.
Did you have a question? Hi.
Yes, thank you, Deb. Hi, Thomas John. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am very happy that you are on the show today. I was wondering if there are any messages for me.
Can you be a little bit more specific for Tom? Yeah. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you could
yes.
be a little bit more specific, that will help you, right, Thomas?
Yeah,
okay. Work-wise?
Is there a certain, yeah.
Work-wise and health-wise.
Okay,
or,
and your first name is Deanna, D-I-A-N-A?
It is. It's Deanna Beatriz, P.T. Deanna Beatriz.
Okay, sounds good. Let me just focus on you and see.
We've met before.
Okay, let's just see what comes up. So are you, at the moment, have you been in a bad cycle with finances for a while? Like, have you been having issues with your finances for a while?
Horrible issues, yes.
Okay. Because one of the things they're telling me is that you're very, you know, you're very intelligent. I feel like you have a lot of intelligence to you, but you're not having the right opportunity to showcase that at the moment. So that's what I keep feeling.
Thank you.
And I see that there's going to be are you changing homes, or are you in the middle of a home change, or are you a little bit,
yes,
is that a problem,
yes,
for you right now?
Yes and yes.
Okay. So because it keeps showing me that as well. And I can definitely feel like you are, you know, you're getting tested right now a lot.
Yes.
The other thing I see for you is, do you do writing, or do you write ever, or do you work in a field where you would do writing?
Yes, I do. I am actually a verbal, you know, interpreter, but I do a lot of writing.
Writing,
not for
maybe
publication.
Maybe translating and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be some other opportunities this year for you with writing. So I feel like, you know, I can sense that you've gotten a lot of, you know, no's or things that you know. So I think that, you know, I would say to just keep putting things out there, because I do feel some stuff is going to come where you'll be able to get, you know, offered things and things like that. The other thing I was getting is do you have any problem with mold or anything, or like were you exposed to mold?
I am not sure about that, but I believe, yes, I was. In the previous home, before I had to leave there was a lot of mold, and I'm not doing very well physically right now.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're asking about your health, that's what they were showing me, is that you need to. The other thing is that I'm getting a lot of joint pain with you. Do you have joint pain?
I'm having a lot of pains. I'm attributing it to the situation I've been in for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, you know, stress and stuff. But they were showing me, they kept showing me joint stuff and things like that. Let me just see. Hold on. Do you have a Julio?
Wow, love of my life, but married to someone else.
Huh. Okay.
And of course,
so
I don't see him.
Okay.
But definitely.
So that
was me.
That was your husband or something, and then he married somebody else.
Wasn't my husband, but it was definitely my love connection.
Yeah, there's a lot of sadness around that. So I just feel that, just for some reason that's coming up. I also do feel a woman around you in spirit, Rosa. Rosa, I think it's your grandmother or something.
My grandmother.
And she's, you know, I feel that she's trying to help you. And I feel like she's a very, you know, she seems like a very powerful energy. And I see also I see your parents coming through a little bit, but I think this is more the Rosa person talking about this. I feel, are you having issues with your family right now, or like are you having issues with, is there family that you're not really speaking to right now?
Yes, and it's that they are not speaking with me. They sort of shut me out, set me aside, and left me out in the cold, and I've just accepted it. Nothing I did.
Right. I see something about you going to a different part or a different part of where you live, or you know, I keep seeing that, you know, they keep showing me that. So there is something about that coming up. I don't feel like it's really, you know, serious, but I keep seeing something about you should think about another area or something, or another area, that you should focus on another area. So that's coming up a little bit too. I feel like you may, you know, you know that may happen. I feel like that may happen too. So
I put in an application for the position I've always wanted, and I haven't heard back.
I feel like I don't know about that exact position. I wasn't really getting a yes for that, but you are going to get a good job this year that is going to help you just financially take off a little bit.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, that was intense. Ah, I mean, you know, mold and names and all that. Wow. Okay. Geez, do you get exhausted giving these? I mean, how does this energy come out for you, Thomas? I can't imagine having all that going through you. I don't know.
Sometimes I do. It just depends. I had a couple drinks last night, so I'm a little hungover this morning. I'm fine. But I think it can. It's like any other job, you know. It's just, you know, I actually feel it is, you know, the energy of just even being on the phone or just meeting with people constantly can be draining. It's less about the reading part. It's just more the, you know, it's a constant with, you know, there's people around you all the day, all the time and stuff. It can be draining too, because I don't care what any psychic says, you know, I think that, you know, we can definitely turn it down, but I don't really feel like anybody can shut it off. You know, I think it's not a switch, you know. I can definitely control it. I can definitely say, okay, I'm going to a thing with a friend now. I don't want to be so I can kind of block out the energy more. But, you know, it's still there. So that can be a little bit draining, but I just feel like, you know, it's one of those, I think it's just like any other, you know, job. It's just what I've been called to do. So I just am thankful that I have that ability.
Yes. Well, we're thanking God that you have this ability as well. And, you know, I can only imagine, it's like, I have enough just trying to take care of my own personality, let alone all these other people that could be around you on a regular basis. But Mary Lou has been patiently waiting to speak with you, and I don't know exactly, Mary Lou, where you're calling from, so if you wanted to share that with us, it would be great.
Hi, I'm calling from New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans, okay. Well, you're on air with Thomas.
Hi, Thomas. I'm interested in knowing about either business or love life, whichever seems to be more important or easier to come up with. I don't know.
All right. Okay, good. And you said you're calling from New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's just kind of see what comes up for you. Maybe if there's something that they want you to work on, or if there's something that they want you to focus on. Let me just see. And are you sort of excuse me, I had a sneeze. This is what I'm feeling. Are you okay, hold on. Let me just make sure I'm getting the right thing. Hold on. Huh. Okay. Have you been on a spiritual path for a while, or is spiritual stuff a big part of your life?
Yes and yes. Yes, I've been on a spiritual path for a long time, and yes, it's a part of my life.
Okay. Because one thing I'm seeing also is have you ever done readings for people?
Yes.
Okay, so because that's what I'm picking up, so you do have the ability to read people, or you've done that in the past?
I don't brag about it, but yes.
Okay, because I see actually you stepping forward with a little bit more of that, too, so I feel that, if you wanted to, you might be able to even develop that even more. It feels like you do have, I do feel like you have an ability, and feel like it's, you know, it just feels like it's around you and stuff. The other thing I'm seeing for you, is
It's more, to me, it's more of a focus on your, I feel like it's more of a focus on your business stuff this year. I feel like that's kind of more what the, you know, what's going on. It seems like it's more that. And they're telling me also that going to have a lot of new opportunities this year, new people to do business with, people that you haven't really maybe dealt with before, people coming, you know, new people coming in. So I feel like that will be positive for you too. You asked about a relationship, so you want to know maybe about what meaning someone?
Whatever it is.
Okay. Let me just see relationship. Like I said, it's not coming through as strongly. Well, there's someone around you right now that they're talking about. So I don't know if you're, you know, if you're in a relationship already, but there's somebody around. It doesn't maybe feel like a full-blown thing, but there's somebody already around you or that you already know that I see being the focus of your year. So I feel like anything, you know, this person, and it seems like this person will be kind of like stepping more into your life and stuff. The other thing is do you have a writing project, or are you writing, or are you working on a book?
Okay. Yes.
And so what is that related to? Just a personal project that you're doing?
It's related to both spiritual stuff and my business.
Okay, because I was seeing that the book thing, I do see that a part of your year too, and I was just picking up that it's going to be, you know, getting to a place of completion, or it's going to be getting ready to kind of go out in the world. So I do feel that as well. So just kind of something that you should be open to. But it seems like this year, this could even be like you getting a publisher or something, but it does feel like it's kind of going, I see it kind of, it's going to be a part of your year, and they're just telling you it's going to get more to a place of completion. Do you have any stomach problems?
No.
Okay, for some reason I'm seeing something in your stomach area. I don't really know. So you don't have any, like, digestion issues or anything like that?
No, but I'm a woman close to, but not reached menopause.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason I see stomach stuff. It's not really, like, coming up like a big thing, but it's maybe just something that you should be aware of. I feel like there might be what the reason I'm telling you this is I see it being accompanied with diet changes. So maybe it would be things that you maybe there's things that you normally will be able to, you know, you normally are able to eat that you won't be able to eat or something like that. So it's just kind of like a small thing to be aware of. I don't think it's like a real significant thing, but it's something that they're telling me for you to be aware of.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Mary Lou, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. That is awesome. Thank you very, very, very much.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being part of the show and patiently waiting for Thomas. This person, Thomas, is coming up 1111 and has been on hold for a very long time. I believe the first initial is K, if I'm reading it right in the chat room. You're on air with Thomas. Is this K? Hello? The Skype caller, you are on the air. Okay. Thomas, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this person had been on hold for a long time, so I certainly apologize. We'll get back on. We had somebody in the chat room who asked a question. I don't know if you can do this because they privately DM'd me. Saying, what about this relationship? They're attracted to somebody at work, but it sounds like they might be married. Is there anything that you're hearing? Because it sounds like this particular person's a little confused and lost on this and doesn't know what to do.
Okay. So they're involved in a relationship.
Or they're attracted to somebody.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I'm feeling that it's, I think this person is attracted to them, too. I don't really see it going anywhere, though. So I feel I don't see it going anywhere. I get a lot of mixed signals. Like, I feel like this person is, you know, sometimes they're really into the person, and sometimes they're, sometimes they're kind of pulled back a little bit. I'm getting a lot of mixed signals. I feel like it would be better for this person to kind of pull away for a bit, because it looks like they're losing a lot of themselves in this relationship, and kind of it seems like it's becoming very stressful and stuff. So I feel to take a break, not really engage so much, and take a step back and maybe reevaluate things. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I hope that answers the question. It sounds like it might not be so healthy. And, you know, it's important for us to have healthy boundaries and, you know, make good decisions, even though they seem painful in the short term. In the long term, it's going to be healthier. Do you find that that's a lot of the messages you get?
Yes, I think that that is an important component. And I think also that sometimes people, like we said earlier, you know, people know what the right decision is, but they just maybe need a little bit of a validation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you before we go to 914, and we're going to take two more calls after this because we've actually hit the limit, and you've been very kind to stay the full hour. But I have to ask you, do you see a lot for yourself? I mean, can you do your own readings, or how does that work when you have this gift?
I think everybody can do their own readings. I think everybody's intuitive. I do think that, like everybody else, you know, I like to get validation sometimes myself. But I definitely feel things for myself. And if I get an instinct about something, I go with it. And, you know, I really try to connect with my guides, and even if it doesn't make any sense, I try to document it at the time and journal it and go back to it and stuff. I was sharing this story on my live stream last night, but, you know, my grandmother, my mother's mother, visits me quite a bit, and she'll connect with me, and she's passed over, and I was very close to her, and she kept showing me on a mat going back about 6 months ago. She kept showing me like the Persian Gulf and Abu Dhabi, and I was like, why is she showing me this? It's so weird. And I had no plans of going there, or no intention or visiting there or anything. I'm not like a big traveler, and I just thought, that's so weird, she keeps showing me that. No connection at all. And but I wrote it down, and then sure enough, about two months ago, my sister got a job, and she's moving to Abu Dhabi, and she's going to be there for 2 years, and I just booked my flight to go visit her this summer. And so I guess that's what my grandmother was showing me, but it's a perfect example of, you know, sometimes you get in a feeling about something, and then you kind of discount it because maybe it doesn't make sense in the moment. But you just never know how spirit's going to communicate, you know?
Wow, that is fascinating. Wow. So I guess everybody, we should write, you know, we need to write things down and not judge them. And I love that whole idea that, you know, your sister's going over there.
With your intuition, you have to document it, because it's really the best way to, you know, otherwise you don't take it seriously and you kind of discredit it. So you have to document things. It's very important. So if you get a feeling, about something, if you get a sense, you know, keep track of it and then go back through it over a period of time, and you will see that you're getting hits on things. You know, it's just when you know, it's just like when you know, a lot of people, it's just like if you make a to-do list, you know, it's more likely for things to get done, you know, type of thing. So
I'm going to have to start doing that too. And, you know, you mentioned the live stream. Again, I'm just trying to make sure, because we're not going to get to everybody now. I'm going to take a couple more calls. But, you know, your website newsletter, I subscribe to it. It's very detailed. You get a lot of information, events, free, sometimes special promotions that other people don't hear about. So I would encourage everybody to go to your website and sign up for your newsletter at mediumthomas.com. 914-434, you're on the air. Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Christine. I'm calling from Northern Westchester, New York.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, thank you so much. I apologize for calling on Skype before. Hi, Thomas. Thank you.
Hi. I'm calling about kind of career and finances. I'm about starting my career, and I was wondering, I've kind of been in a stalemate for quite a few years. And
okay.
I just don't, I want to start, and then I just don't know. I always thought I'd buy my childhood house up here in Westchester, but it's so expensive, and I don't know. I just am kind of just feel like I'm stuck in the mud.
Okay. And what sort of, and so you said you're starting on your career path, like, now?
Yeah. I would like to start my business, yes. And I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. So this would be kind of like your own, this would be like your own business?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's see what comes through. Yeah, there's, I feel a lot of fear-based stuff. So I feel, you know, that's what they're showing me.
Yeah.
You have all the abilities, you have all the talent, you have all that stuff. I just feel like it's more fear-based. So I feel like you just, you know, you need to start really. By the way, let me ask you a question. When is 40 for you?
In like 2 months.
Okay.
Wow.
Because they keep showing me 40, and they're telling me that, you know, I think as you enter that sort of page of things, I feel like that's kind of when things are going to really open up for you. And I feel like, you know, your 40s are going to be very significant for you. I feel like a lot of positive stuff is going to happen for you then. So I guess something that they're bringing up. Now, your childhood house, I'm really not getting anything about that, so I'm not really feeling that that's going to manifest. So are you totally attached to that, or do you feel like if it doesn't happen, you're okay with that?
Yeah, I've recently started thinking that it might not happen. And
yeah, I don't see that so much for you, but I understand, you know, your attraction and stuff. Now, I know this sounds weird, but your business that you would be starting, is it in the business field, like it would it be sort of like helping other businesses or something like that?
Actually, I'm an acupuncturist.
You're an acupuncturist. Okay, so you're going to be starting, you want to be starting, you're going to be
my
starting
practice.
That sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't have my licensure in New York yet, so it's going to take a few months. That's
okay.
The issue. I have my license
okay.
in another state, but not here yet. Cause
oh, okay. Oh, you definitely will get the. You definitely are going to get the license, so you don't have to worry about that. You definitely will be starting that this year for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel that very, very. I feel like you'll definitely be starting that for sure. Is somebody sick around you, or is there somebody in your family having some health issues?
Yes, my dad had some, and a brother-in-law.
Okay. Because I just feel, it feels like that's going to be a little bit of a focus this year too, but that's okay. I think it'll be okay and stuff. But I do see you starting your business this year, and I definitely feel that, the house thing, I would put that on hold for right now. I just don't see that as a significant thing right now.
Not as a significant thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Much.
And
thank you.
It sounds exciting. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. He's 40. Yeah, a couple months. Yeah, I would say that pretty much nails it, Thomas. I would say so. We had somebody, who was it? I think it was Mary Lou saying, thank you so much for all the positive energy. You're awesome, your encouragement. Awesome and handsome. Thank you for your words of encouragement. And I'm going to take this one last call.
Sure.
And thank everybody for being in the chat room and for you staying here for so long and reminding everybody again to go to your website. I'm trying to figure out who the 443-905. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Kathy from Maryland. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. My question.
Are you Kathy with a C or a K?
K A T H I E.
Okay, wonderful. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been on my spiritual journey, and I've been trying to communicate with my guides and angels, and I'm wondering if this is the year it's going to happen.
And so you want to know if it will kind of happen more, a little bit more specifically, and you'll feel it a little bit stronger, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what comes in. And we can always go back to things and stuff. well, it's interesting because I am picking up this is the year you're going to shift from student mentality to more of a teacher mentality. I keep feeling that. So I feel that this is the year that you are going to I see less in terms of classes and stuff like that. And I see you more starting to you know, and not that you're going to teach a class, but I just see you being more self-possessed with your knowledge of stuff. So that keeps coming up for you. Have you taken a lot of, like, spiritual classes and stuff?
Yeah, and I just signed up for an angel numerology class, and I feel like I certainly
don't want to discourage you from taking classes, but it feels like, you know, you're just taking these classes and that they're not really – you know, it's not really building towards anything. It just feels like you're just, you know, you're just taking classes, which is great, but I feel like I do see you starting to use your abilities more, like, and this would be like an exchange thing. So I don't know if it would be like for money or you might trade with people, but I do see you starting to do it more towards the fall, like more towards the end of the year. The other thing that's coming up for you as well is are you doing anything with your diet, or are you trying to lose weight, or is there anything
around you?
I'm trying to lose weight. Okay, because I do feel also there's a little bit of a block with that. I feel like, I don't know if you feel like you're an emotional eater, or I don't know if you feel like, you know, you just kind of, but there's one of the things I'm hearing from your guides is just for you to be more, like, almost mindful when you eat, so just to kind of be more really, you know, thinking when, you know, almost like really enjoy your food, don't eat in front of the TV, really give yourself, you know, the, and also they're telling me, you know, everybody has different forms of intuition, so everybody has different ways of connecting. I do feel yours is more through the archangels. So do you study the archangels at all?
Well, yeah, I talk to Michael and Raphael and Gabriel.
Right. I feel that it is more through the archangels, so I want you to keep, you know, developing that connection, because I feel like there's one that's going to sort of, I don't know which one, but I feel like one is going to kind of take you under their wing.
I wonder if it's Jophiel.
Could be. That feels right, actually. Could be. I'm not sure which one, but I do see one stepping forward and being more of a prominent connection with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have, by the way, a sibling that you don't speak to?
No, I have a brother and a sister, but I just don't, I talk to them. Oh, well, I don't talk to my brother as much as my sister. Not that we're fighting or anything.
Okay. You just don't talk to him as much or something. Because they're showing me, I don't think this is your sister, because it feels, now that I'm sort of focusing on it, it feels like a meal. But they're telling me that it's just a small thing, but I do feel something with your brother's health. Is he older than you or what?
Yeah, he's a couple years older.
Okay. I just feel like he needs to be aware of his health this year. I feel like he's going to have like a health scare or something. But it's actually good because they're, in a way it's good because they're telling me it's actually going to bring you a little bit closer together, or, you know, he might actually maybe confide in you about it or something. So I don't necessarily think it's like a bad thing.
But do you think, they tell me I had rheumatoid arthritis, but I think it's more osteoarthritis. So I'm trying to change my eating habits and lose weight.
Oh, yeah. I think that that's probably why that was coming through. I think it's more of an energy thing, too. I think it's more, you know, when you put certain things in your body and stuff, it can be a certain, I do get you're going to have to be careful around sugar. But I think that this, you know, it shows me you may always have a little bit of it. You know, you might have some issues with it, but I feel that it's going to pretty much go, you're going to be able to significantly decrease it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I am addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we all, Pat?
Well, we all are.
We all are. Join the club. Oh, my goodness. Kathy,
well,
thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Did you have anything else to say to Kathy Thomas? Or did
I was just going to say good luck. Good luck and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Kathy, Marilyn, thank you so much. And I appreciated your question about the angels and guides, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Bye. So before we go, and again, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I think the chat room might have gone off air, but and all the callers, and you know, make sure that you connect with Thomas, because you can still have a chance to connect with him. He's been very generous with his time, but he is making live appearances. He's doing tons of stuff. So go to mediumthomas.com. What's the difference between the archangel and a guide, and how do we know the difference? I'm just curious for my own curiosity.
Yeah, good question. Well, archangels are more, you know, they are an angelic being. So they have never had a human life, really. And, you know, guides can definitely be people that have lived here before that kind of are stepping forward to guide us. So that's a little mm-hmm. bit of that difference. You know, our archangels are, I find that they have a lot to do with our healing, with our health, with our, they step forward a lot with that. But it's sort of similar to the question, like, for example, if you're going to go see a therapist, or let's say you have depression, and, you know, so you may go see a psychiatrist, you may go see a psychologist, you may go see a social worker, you know, there's different names and stuff like that. But a lot of times they do the same types of things. So our angels, mm-hmm. our loved ones, our spirit guides, you know, they are there to guide us, to give us messages. So, you know, there are certain things that you would go to. So, for example, if somebody called and said, you know, my mother just died, you know, is she, you know, can she help us with selling her house? We don't know if we're supposed to sell it or not. You know, that would be something you'd go more to your mother about. You wouldn't go to necessarily an angel about it. But if you wanted to go to, if you wanted guidance about something on your spiritual path, you might not go to your dead grandmother. You might go to, your angels or your guides. So sometimes there are specific things that it's a little bit of a better connection if you go to that specific category.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really good. You just gave me a lot of information right there. And we all have guardian angels, right? I mean, do some of us have more than one, or how is that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we sometimes they change. Sometimes we might have more of a connection with one at a certain period, and then, they may step back a little bit. So, yes, we do have different guides. Our guides can kind of change sometimes. There is definitely that definitely happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, it must be fun to be you in the spirit world, because it's certainly been fun to hang out with you. And I know that I always say this, but I have so much enjoyed this show. And I know that you're busy and you have so many events going on. So thanks for putting us in here. Is there anything final, anything that you want to leave with our listeners on the way out before I put the outro music on? And I want to thank Barbie for helping to coordinate this.
Yeah, I would just tell people to... really to, like you said, sign up on my newsletter and stay in touch that way.
Yep. And you do live appearances all around the
yeah.
country. Where
mm-hmm.
are you right now? Where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
You're in Los Angeles right now. How exciting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's That's it. We have had a lot of fun here today. Thank you for being one of the best people that we know, and all of the listeners as well. The show is brought to you by you, so if you could share this show with a friend, put it on Twitter or Facebook, that would help keep us going and growing, and I can bring you more great guests like Thomas. And, of course, go to his website. He has a great Facebook page and over 20,000 people. It's a great community. And get the book, Never Argue with a Dead Person. I love it, and I know that you will too. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thanks,
and God bless
you,
everybody.
Jen.
Thanks so much. Bye, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.